Now he's very specific. In verse 4, he says, I will also stretch out mine hand upon Judah and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and I will cut off the remnant of Baal from this place and the name of the Shemarim with the priests. And those who worship the host of heaven upon the housetops, and those who worship and who swear by the Lord and who swear by Malcham. Now, here, God makes it clear that Jerusalem is singled out, and so is Judah. And God says, I will also stretch out mine hand upon Judah and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And I'm going to cut off the remnant of Baal from this place. Now, the thing that brought the judgment of God upon the land is very specific. What we have is idolatry. Now, we saw in Habakkuk that God mentioned five woes that he was going to bring on the people because of certain sins that they committed. And idolatry was the last one. It was the fifth one, but there were four others. Now, Zephaniah narrows it down and puts his hand on idolatry, that is, false religion. In other words, he's carrying out what the Scripture teaches, beginning with the book of Judges. You have given a philosophy of human government. And you will find it was true of God's people, and it's been true of every nation. A nation starts to decline when there's first religious apostasy, when there's a turning from the living and true God. And then the second step downward is moral awfulness. And then the third step down is political anarchy. That's the last one. Now, a great many people think that the problem is in Washington. I don't think so. And then another group of people feel that the moral awfulness of this land, if people could be reformed and we could get people acting nice and not being violent, not stealing, and to lift our standards, that would be great and that would solve our problem. I don't think that's the problem. Very frankly, the problem in this country, I believe, is a religious apostasy. I think that the problem is out yonder with you and right here with me. The problem today is that the church has failed to give God's message. Now, I'm talking not about every church or your church, because I know most of you who listen to this program are in good Bible churches. And I thank God for the wonderful group of pastors across this country that are standing for God today. And there are many of them that are. But the great denominations, by and large, have now departed from the faith. They have gone to the place where they are no longer giving an effective message to the nation. And as a result, I think that from that has flowed moral awfulness, and political anarchy today. Now, if you think that this is just the wild ravings of a fundamental preacher, you're wrong. I want to read to you an excerpt from an editorial that appeared in the Chicago Tribune of March the 20th, 1968, and it was speaking about the low level of the churches. And that they actually were turning from a spiritual message altogether. And they were using the prominent spokesman of the churches and of the seminaries. And the editorial concluded like this. I'm reading now. I'm quoting. This betrayal of Christ in the name of Christianity is one reason for the moral and spiritual malaise with which this country is afflicted. The melancholy fact is that the churches no longer influence the development of national character. People go to church mainly because of an impulse to participate in a service of worship not because of any spiritual guidance they expect from the clergyman. Now, what a note of condemnation this is, friends, to read a thing like this. Now, this is not just our nation. It's been true of every nation. Gibbon gives 5 reasons for the decline and fall of Rome. Now, you must remember, Gibbon was not a Christian, but here is why he said Rome fell, and Rome fell from within. He says, first, there was the undermining of the dignity and sanctity of the home, which is the basis of human society. Second, higher and higher taxes, the spending of public money for free bread and circuses for the populace. Third, the mad craze for pleasure, sports becoming every year more exciting, more brutal, more immoral. Fourth, the building of great armaments when the great enemy was within, the decay of individual responsibility. And fifth, the decay of religion, fading into mere form, losing touch with life, losing power to guide the people. That's an amazing statement, let me tell you. Now, this man, Zephaniah, puts his finger right down on the sore spot in the southern kingdom of Judah. He saw what was happening. They were now on the toboggan. They were on the way out, and judgment was coming. And he mentions here this thing of idolatry. And the idolatry, it's where every great nation has gone off the track. It has been when it has departed from the living and true God, or when it has given up, if it has had great moral principles that's been based on religion and departed from them and gone into an idolatry that's led to gross immorality. Now, the interesting thing about the idolatry that he mentions is that I personally think that you have here 3 types of idolatry that are mentioned. There was, first of all, the worship of Baal, actually a worship that was introduced into the northern kingdom by Jezebel because her father was the high priest of the worship up among the Sidonians. Now, God says he's going to remove the worship of Baal. Now, that had been introduced into the southern kingdom largely by Manasseh. Now, I'm not going to take time to turn back to the historical books in which all of this occurs. That's the reason that I said when we were in the historical books, it would be wonderful to take the prophetic books that fit in at particular periods. And this is the reason why. You need the background here of the reign of Manasseh, and no king ever departed from God as far as this man did and introduced the worship of Baal. Now, it actually was a very immoral form of worship because along with Baal, there was Ashtaroth. And when the female principle is introduced in deity, you have gross immorality. And that, of course, came in during this period. And when Josiah became king, and he was a good king, that was the first thing that he did, was to try to remove the worship of Baal. Now, it was a form, therefore, of nature worship. Very crude, to tell the truth. Very crude indeed. And these Shemarim, actually it means black priests, which means they wore black. Have you noticed that today the worship of Satan, these that are engaging in it, that they don a black garment? It's quite interesting. It's not original with them. It comes all the way down. And these idolatrous priests wore black robes. And this is what he's talking about here. And they are to be judged.